Tabletop Gaming Podcast. There aren't very many people here tonight. Hi, people who are here.
Hi!
What, we're not enough for you?
We're missing one.
This is actually the core group, the stereotypical group you're supposed to have for RPG, right? Four people. Fire Mage, Cleric, Thief.
I like how he looks at me and goes, Thief!
Actually, I looked at you because I couldn't think of what the fourth one was.
He's like, help me out here, Vince. But you didn't.
So what's
no,
going
I did.
On?
Way to drop the ball.
So we have to start off with the week's most exciting news. We have a patron in Patreon.
Yay! Yay! Yay, new best friend.
And what's his name, Vince?
Frank. We like Frank. Everyone, one, two, three.
We love you, Frank!
Thank you for keeping us alive.
Yes. We can eat now.
Yay! So ramen noodles for everybody!
Woo! Make it rain! Oh.
We can get the expensive Maru-chan!
Ooh, okay, now you're just going crazy.
See, I'm sorry, like, I can't eat generic ramen. I can't do it. I draw the line at generic ramen.
Okay, take the word generic out of there, and that's me.
I like name brand ramen. You know, the good stuff.
The one that's called ramen.
Yeah. Not the stuff that's $7 for $1, the stuff that's like $6 for $1.
Ooh. Ew.
So I've never been to a ramen restaurant. Is that good?
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they are awesome.
Good, like, yeah. Fresh ramen.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in a, like, a gallon bowl. So be prepared.
Oh yeah, good size. Yeah.
But oh my god, it is so good. And you're expected to slurp.
There's some place in town that is supposed to have really good.
Slurp.
There's one in East Nashville and there's one in
the Gulch. The one in the East Nashville is the one I'm thinking of, I think.
Yeah, because...
You have to put up with...
I know. I mean, any... I've gotten to the point where anywhere you go around this town, you have to deal with them, so...
Well, there
is... Okay. Here's a question. If a restaurant is down at CMA Fest, which is going on this week here for those of you who are not in this area...
Also known as Fanfare for the townies.
Fanfare.
Oh, townies.
If a restaurant is going around giving out trucker hats, does that make it a hipster
yes.
restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Party Foul was giving out trucker hats.
Well, if where it's located, I mean, it's hipster central.
Party Foul as just a name screams hipster.
True.
Yep. That's the kind of thing hipsters sit around going, hey, you know it would be a great idea for a place we could sell, you know, kale?
You know, so,
I like
you,
kale.
You know something that bugs me about restaurants nowadays, especially in like I was driving on Germantown yesterday, right? And I passed by this obvious restaurant. There are people out there, there's food, there's waiters going around. It doesn't have a name. Nowhere on this building is there a name. It's just a symbol. It's like what is this?
What was the symbol of?
I don't know. It was like a red shape, and then a couple of other red shapes, and it was
could have been a cult. They could have been drinking Kool-Aid.
Did you have to go up there and, like, you know, knock
they
look
too happy
pattern,
to
maybe
be a cult.
Give us a secret password? All right, did you call out for the doctor?
All right, everybody's spoken, but just say your name so that the listeners know who exactly is here.
Yeah, in case they're
Dan.
New. I'm Christy. Whee!
Dr. Beam.
Joseph.
Vincent.
Joseph and Christy are going on a trip this week.
Yay, we're going to Origins.
By the time you hear this, it'll be too late to go, so you have to go next
year.
Sorry.
Yes, and when we come back, we'll do a nice little review like we did last year. Oh my God, I can't believe we've been going a year.
Yes. And that
the podcast.
Oh, yeah, the podcast. Yeah.
Podcast I'm about to say, we've been year, yeah.
going to Origins.
Up, that brings
year.
Us straight to the point that somebody else said something cool they wanted to talk about.
No, I'm good.
My motherboard died in my computer, and now I can't play Terraria.
That's not cool at all.
No, I'm sad.
That's the opposite of cool.
Well, I'm a sad panda.
One thing I'll share, I've been playing Torment, Tides of Numenera.
Oh, you got it?
How
good is it?
It's Torment. It's Planescape Torment.
That's what I was
It's cool.
For.
It has a...
So is it like Numenera, though?
It is, because as you're running around, whenever it gives you an option to do something, it's a, you know, it's like a might, speed, or intellect challenge, just like... Yeah, the three stats, you burn points in that.
Cool.
But it's really, really, I think, you know, looking at Numenera and then seeing, being able to see kind of a graphical representation of it is really cool. Because you're walking around there saying, you know, you walk by a dark object, and it's like clearly like a spaceship that's crashed. You know, and it's like, and they're describing it with alien alloys and things like that, and you're like, yeah, that's a damn spaceship. I know a spaceship when I see one.
Like but
this unknown structure
doesn't.
Yeah, this unknown structure. You're like, that's a damn spaceship. You can't fool me. But it's really kind of cool seeing the, you know, kind of the way they're looking at it. It's cool. You get to see kind of the Numenera playing out in front of you.
I've gotten hooked on radio dramas, apparently.
Dun, dun, dun!
I was looking for a new podcast, and Christy and I brought up how I would love to listen to, like, the old, like, The Shadow and stuff like that. And,
so
like,
I Googled. Radio dramas.
So she Googled this one article, and I went through it, and I just, out of the blue, just picked one and said, okay, I'll listen to that. And it's called The Leviathan Chronicles. It is very cool. It's almost like watching a movie, only you're just listening to it. So it's like a bridge between reading a book and watching a movie. And it's very cool. It's very cool.
Better than definitely an audiobook?
It's kind of like an audiobook, but more action, I guess you could say. Because even an audiobook is still written, with that as the... Yeah, exactly. It's written with the idea of the words or what's giving you insight. Well, with an audio drama, you know, that and special effects and all kinds of other sound effects, and it's just totally different.
So they don't say, he slammed the door, roughly.
Sometimes. There's a narrator, so, I mean, but...
Podcasts are free.
Right. That too, but
audiobooks are definitely not free.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's pretty cool.
All right, so back to what I was talking about. We've been doing the podcast for about a year.
Whee!
So I was thinking about something to do for a one-shot game. So I looked back to what we did. The first game that we did that all of you right here at this table were here for was what?
That was too long ago.
I've slept since then. I couldn't tell you.
It was Microscope.
It was? I thought it was Fiasco.
No, you were not here for the Fiasco.
Oh.
That is very true. We both couldn't make it for that one because we were at Origins.
Really?
We were somewhere.
I don't know. So, what was the Microscope about?
We were actually talking about that upstairs.
So what was it about?
It was Cthulhu-esque during the Civil War.
What are we laughing about?
Oh my god!
So for all of you listeners out there, Mike has a tendency for our event pages on Facebook to put in the picture for the event a teaser as to what we're gonna do. It. Yep. Of course, he named this tonight Mysterious Game and
would not tell us what we were playing.
But he posted a picture of us of a nice Civil War like act or a painting up on the page. So
we are gonna play Call of Cthulhu. In the world we created in that Microscope game.
Oh, this could be dangerous.
Oh, do not read the books.
I have never played Call of Cthulhu.
Well, we're playing D20 Call of Cthulhu, so everybody's familiar with D20. Mm. I didn't think with a one-shot we wanted to try to learn a whole new game system, so...
That's, yeah.
So we're just going to play D20.
Not that hard.
Call of Cthulhu. We're going to... We're not going to listen to character creation, but I do want to tell you a couple of things that we would like to have in your character backgrounds.
Insanities.
Would like.
No, you get those later.
At least one person to have lost somebody in the Battle at Gettysburg, and at least one person to be a Civil War soldier who was injured. Not necessarily at Gettysburg, but who was injured, but is still around.
Is this during the Civil War? So like the
this is going
well,
to start
Gettysburg.
This is
after.
Going to start at the Gettysburg Address.
Okay, so we
four
should probably be all be on
seven
one side
years
or another.
Ago,
oh yeah, well, you don't need to know each
forth,
other because there's a way to bring you all
nation,
together.
Okay,
so
do need to
be
Union
or Omen. We're created.
No,
equal.
You need to be Union. You can't unless you're undercover Confederate. I need to give credit to somebody who came up with this scenario. His name is Ross Payton. Hmm. And I actually heard this scenario run on two different podcasts, one called the RPPR Actual Play Podcast and one called Technical Difficulties Podcast, which is funny the way they start every podcast by saying you're not experiencing technical difficulties. I have butchered his scenario to make to fit it into our world.
And, hey, that's okay.
And Ross, and sorry, Ross.
Yes, thank you, and apologies. Let's make it like I'm a rapper and I sampled it.
There you go.
And plus, there's nowhere to get a written copy of this scenario, so I've just listened to the podcast three times to know how to run it. So some of it may change because my memory is just faulty.
That's okay. We would screw it up anyway. No matter what they
that's
have.
Also
I
true.
Expect it to be, yeah.
We will turn it into something else.
So we're going to pause now and create characters. We'll be right back. You won't even notice we're gone. And we're back, but you didn't even notice we were gone.
We were, actually, but, you know, we're back.
You didn't know we were gone, but we were gone.
It's okay. Stay calm.
We are going to do the introductions in just a moment, but first of all, we need to determine something for Christy, because Christy has a wound.
So, oh, no!
Roll the d20 for what is your wound?
19.
She's lonely. Oh, sorry.
That's probably not good.
We're not having.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, what was that? Decapitation?
Bionic replacement.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I could've...
Hey, she could have a peg leg. That is totally a bionic replacement.
That is actually...
All right, what did you get this?
For a hook.
A 9.
You lost your leg from the knee down. So
see?
You have a peg leg on that
side.
So
a bionic replacement. Yeah. I can fashion you one that actually moves somewhat like a foot. It'll just clank a lot.
It slows your speed down to 20 and you constantly limp, and after strenuous physical exertion, it'll hurt.
Oh, my leaking nub!
Oh, it itches. Oh, my foot itches.
You don't have a foot.
It still itches.
So, if you want to get the background on this world we're playing in, you can go back and listen to episodes 3 and 4, where we played Microscope and created a Cthulhu-esque world in the Civil War time.
Can we pause it so I can go back and listen to those? And then
yes, pause here. Go back and listen now. Pause, go back and listen now, then come back. And this scenario that we're playing, as I said earlier, was created by Ross Payton, from who is, as far as I know, is with a couple of other podcasts. And
awesome.
This scenario begins actually at Gettysburg during the dedication of the cemetery there. And the scenario is based on a line from the Gettysburg Address. And this is in the third paragraph. Lincoln says, "But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground." And the name of this scenario is, "We Cannot Hallow This Ground."
Dun, dun, dun.
So you hear the end of the speech. I'm not going to read the rest of the Gettysburg Address.
Oh.
And you're all there for the speech.
I used to know it all.
And the crowd, after the speech, there is a apparently a choral performance, and then a lot of praying to dedicate the cemetery. And everybody breaks up to go to their various places, but you all have been handed a letter inviting you to have lunch with the president.
With the president?
President?
I have a few inventions.
President Lincoln. At the home of David Wills, who is the head of the cemetery project. His home is in the town of Gettysburg.
This is a rare honor.
You can find your way there rather easily. You are shown in by the servant. You are shown into the dining room where there is no lunch in evidence. You are invited to lunch. You get there is no lunch, but the president is there, Mr. Wills, and there is another short gentleman with a bunch of rolled up papers standing off to one corner. And the president asks you all if you would please sit down. And I've called you here because you each have, I've spoken to people about you, and they seem to think that you're trustworthy, and need something done here, because things are not going the way they should with the reburial project.
This is quite an honor.
I know who all you are, but perhaps you should introduce yourself so you know each other. We'll start with you, sir.
Oh, William Connor Bell, just a humble inventor. Maybe you've heard of some of the things that I've put together. But, you know, glad to be of service in any way I can.
Sir?
Surgeon Major James Stewart with the Union Army.
Thank you for your service, sir. And, sir or ma'am?
I'm in a dress now.
Oh, okay.
But, like,
no point hiding
you're now. Probably a little, like,
short
you,
hair.
You were, like... Yeah, very short hair, very shaggy short hair, couple of, like, stitched up wounds, came in with a limp, blonde.
And what is your name, ma'am? Madam?
I'm Abigail Covington.
Covington.
I used to go as Abner.
Are you related to the Covingtons from Georgia, by any chance?
Unfortunately. My daddy's the white sheep of the family.
I've met some of your relatives.
I'm
the
sorry.
White sheep.
Unfortunately. I can tell you, she's not like that. Not like that at all.
And you, sir?
My name is John Moore. I am a professor of the occult.
Interesting.
They have professors for that now, do they?
Well, the reason that I've called you all here is, as you can see, there is a great reburial project going on in the cemetery. We are attempting to dig up, identify, and rebury Union soldiers, give them a proper Christian burial. And there have been some incidents going on that could create problems with this reburial process. I don't know the exact details, but it may be related to grave robbing, which would be a very bad thing if that got out to the public.
Sounds so. This is a security matter.
It's a matter of morale, really. It's very important to the Union. Well, he wouldn't call them the Union, to the United States. Mm-hmm. That there's...
Why would anybody in their right mind want to desecrate the graves of our soldiers?
That's what I would like to know.
That may very well be what it is, if they're not in their right mind.
Could be Southern sympathizers. And he looks, kind of looks at Covington over there. But this is Mr. Willis. Wills, he's the head of the cemetery project. This gentleman over here is Mr. Elliott, and he is mapping the digging up and the reburying of the bodies. We don't really deal with the Confederate, the rebel soldiers. When they're found, they're just reburied where they are. The U.S. soldiers are taken to the cemetery that we're building beside the Evergreen Cemetery, which was here before the war. We're building the cemetery for the soldiers. They're being placed in coffins and reburied there. And Mr. Elliott is mapping where the bodies are found, so it helps us identify them. So, I have letters here for you that will let people know that you are on working for me, and that should open any doors and help you to get to where you need to be to find the answer to these questions that we have. We need to keep this as quiet as possible. It would be very bad for the war effort if this were to get in the papers in the North.
I'd say so.
So we need the utmost discretion as you go about this task.
Of course.
So will you do this? Or are you going to say no to the president? He didn't say that. That was me saying that.
No.
It would be an honor, sir, to make sure that my fellow soldiers get a proper burial.
I have to, I'm actually not feeling very well. I think I'm getting smallpox again. And I have to go out now and shake hands with people.
That seems like I'm no doctor, but that seems like a bad idea.
Of course, that's actually what Lincoln did. Shook hands at Gettysburg for an hour with smallpox.
They didn't know how it spread that much.
So he's going out, and Mr. Wills can probably direct you to where you should begin your investigation. And, oh dear, you were invited for lunch and there's no food. You probably should bring these people some food. And they start shuffling off into the kitchen.
Mr. Wills, is it?
Yes.
Have you any idea, possibly where Everett Bell was killed? It's my younger brother.
Well, Mr. Weaver, Mr. Samuel Weaver, he identifies the bodies as well as he can before burying them, and he keeps logs of those that they have identified. And if you speak to him and you give him some characteristics of the person you're looking for, it might help in their identification process.
All right. Thank you very much.
Another person that you might want to speak to is Basil Biggs. He is in charge of the disinterment project. He actually brought this to the attention of the president's valet, Mr. Johnson, because they are both, I don't know what term they use at this time, black, African American,
It would probably
they
be
would
Negro.
Be Negroes.
Well, let's go with black.
Yes.
I'm
good with that too.
They're both black, so he didn't feel comfortable telling anyone else, but he told the president's valet, and that's what caused him to launch this investigation.
Because I don't even like using negro in Spanish. It makes me uneasy. It does!
Which is ironic, because in Spanish, it simply means the same thing that we're actually using.
Yeah, it's just the connotations, and we're in the South.
I understand.
So they bring you food, water, anything else you require?
I'm taking notes about the entire thing, because I got to meet the President of the United States.
And you have a letter that's signed by him.
I didn't share with him any of my inventions. Oh, those stupid... It's okay. I'll meet up with him again. I mean, I have a letter. I can
fuck you.
Open so doors. Who's here with us?
Mr. Wills, the head of the cemetery project, and Mr. Elliot, who's making the map.
So, okay, so I have a... Oh, sorry. I have a question out of character. I know William. Do any of the rest of us know each other?
Oh, Willie, please.
It wouldn't be necessary until you...
I was just curious.
You two might know each other.
You've known me long enough to call me Willie.
Yeah,
I'm a surgeon major. I'm not a regimental surgeon. So.
Unless you would have been one of the ones that worked on the general,
it might have
been his surgeon.
It might have been brought to your attention that this is another woman masquerading. That might have caught...
She's not masquerading.
She was when she was a soldier.
It wouldn't have been brought to him. It would have been brought to the sergeant major.
Yeah, I lost a leg. They didn't see this. They saw this.
The only time I would have been that close
part is enough to tell.
If they were so backed up that they just needed more help.
Yeah.
Most competent doctors would be able to tell, hey, there's something missing here.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a possibility.
There's three things missing.
Three. There's twig and berries missing here.
This was a horrible accident.
Look, it made a hole there. We'll have to sew that up.
This soldier's been maimed horribly and lost a leg.
So do you want to know anything else from Mr. Wills?
Do you have a map showing where the graves were disturbed?
Mr. Biggs would have that, and I can give you kind of directions to where he is. He's working on kind of to the northwest.
Are they the old plots or the new plots that are being disturbed?
These are the hastily buried bodies that were buried immediately after the battle. Immediately after the battle, there were so many dead, there was not time
to
dig individual graves, so they were...
So we could assume fairly fresh corpses.
Well, the battle was in July, and it's November.
Oh, okay.
Fairly fresh.
Decently fresh, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know that there are less reputable doctors, especially over in Europe, that would pay handsomely for corpses.
Not in Scotland.
Cadavers.
Well, we can't.
I pray to God that this is not happening here.
We cannot have that here.
Barbaric.
Agreed.
So Mr. Elliot will show you a map that... kind of gives you an idea of
where... Actually, that happened a lot in the United States,
where Mr. Biggs is working, mm-hmm. where the... shows you where the cemetery is, where they are reinterring the bodies.
Okay. But does that also show where they were... Well, we need to see Mr. Biggs to find out which one...
Yeah, they didn't put on the map where the bodies were messed with.
Okay.
That would not be cool.
Where can we find Mr. Biggs?
He's working to the northwest of here along the creek over there. A lot of bodies over there. That was a heavy fighting zone during the battle.
So when the bodies are buried, are reinterred, are any rites given to them?
That's your way of saying buried.
Yes, that is a consecrated cemetery, unlike the battlefield.
Okay. So.
But this project still has some more months before it's complete. And we can't have something happening to the bodies in the meantime.
So these are the old graves that they're being...
The mass graves, yes.
How morbid.
Okay. Well, shall we go and see where the graves are disturbed?
Makes sense to me. I'm no detective.
As good a place as any to start.
Okay, so you're going to be walking into the where you were for the Gettysburg Address was kind of a sanitized area. Yeah. All the bodies were removed. Actually, it's almost night, and there's a lot of people still around from the ceremonies. So you should probably wait until in the morning to go see Mr. Bix, because with all of these dignitaries around, it really wouldn't be proper to be asking questions.
So there's nothing proper about this.
You should probably wait till the morning to go see Mr. Bix.
Of course.
In the meantime, you are welcome to stay here in my home.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
That was very kind of you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Abigail, could I speak to you a moment?
Of course, Willie.
Your leg seems not to be working as well as it probably could. You mind if I look at it tonight? Maybe make some adjustments.
With proper supervision and chaperone.
Well, I mean, it's removable.
That is true.
You could just give me the leg and I can go work on it. There's no need for it to be anything strange.
I'm not sure it would matter either, Willie. I'm already a ruined woman.
No.
That's probably the reason I have a 7 charisma.
How long ago did you have that amputated?
Hardly ruined.
How long has the war been going?
Was it in Gettysburg or was it before Gettysburg?
It was before Gettysburg. If it was in Gettysburg, I wouldn't be up and moving.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
I would. I'm thinking that it's pretty well set and healed, and
that could be. It could be either way. I mean, yeah. If it's July to November, that could easily be. Could be either way. What do you want?
Maybe one of the big battles beforehand, or I don't know. When did Gettysburg?
Gettysburg was in 1863,
and the war started in
61.
Yeah. It's been a year.
Go to Antietam.
Ooh!
In 1862, Fort Henry and Fort Donelson, Pea Ridge, Shiloh, Jackson's Valley Campaign, Second Manassas.
Shiloh was a bad one.
Yes.
Well, Battle of Antietam would be up in near
Maryland.
The
south.
Yeah. I am from the south.
So that might be more likely to... So Shiloh would probably be a good one.
So you lost your leg at the Battle of Shiloh.
I lost it at the Battle of Shiloh.
Which was April 1862, so that's a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta remember Tennessee and Kentucky are both states where you go either way, joining the North or the South.
Right.
Yeah.
Not if you're from Georgia, though, like the Covingtons.
You might have been distant relatives.
Our outcast, you're the abolitionist...
You might have had to fled Georgia.
Yeah. Oh, my daddy moved to Kentucky.
All right, does anybody want to do anything before you go to sleep?
I'll work on her leg.
What are you trying to do to it?
I'll supervise.
Improve it. See if I can reduce the movement penalty she has with it.
All right. So what skill are you using to do that?
If you feel like it should be craft mechanical, I have knowledge engineering, repair... Think it's
knowledge engineering to me would be building a whole new leg. You're not doing that, are you?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's time.
Sure. I don't think there's time.
Sure.
Well, if it's been a year and a half, my hair's not that short.
Craft
it's about
mechanical.
Shoulder length, probably.
So, craft mechanical.
Maybe you liked it that way.
25.
Holy
that was your roll?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't hurt quite as much, and you can move a little bit faster now.
Maybe 5 feet more?
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
So you can go 25 now.
What I did is I painted it red so you'll go faster.
I'm going to go out and look around.
I know we were supposed to play Dark Heresy.
Come on, I love that bit.
Maybe east.
Are you staying where the people are, or are you going
that
off?
That feels so
I'm
much
going
better.
Off. I want to go look.
Good.
I want to kind of look at the burial site.
You actually probably call me Abby
the cemetery?
If I call you Willie.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
cool.
Where, okay. the, where it's being dug up at.
Okay, so you can find the cemetery fairly easily, and there is a crew there working. The bodies that they have are in caskets, so there's nothing really too bad to see there. And you would see Mr. Townsend there working, but you don't know who he is yet. But you can see a person who's supervising. And all of the workers here are Irish in this section.
Nobody's perfect. Not everybody can be Scottish.
They're kind of singing an Irish song as you come up, so you can tell they're all kind of Irish.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stand and watch for a few minutes.
Irish were not very well thought of at this time, by the way.
They were barely above African Americans.
Yep. Which is funny, because they're really like, you know, a hair's breadth away from being Scottish, and the Scottish were pretty well accepted.
The Irish were not considered Caucasian.
I know.
Which is really weird. I never understood. Because
they're whiter than most people.
There are about 20 people working here. Some of them are children, as young as like 10 or 11. As in fact, you see a kid that looks like he's about 11 drive up with a wagon full of caskets. And
that's not odd for
the men start unloading them when he gets there.
Actually, he's a little old to be right.
They're kind of not paying any attention to you because there's been a lot of strange people around today. So.
No, I understand. How many men is it taking to offload a coffin?
Two are doing each one. These are real men.
They're real men. So when they put them in the ground, they put the dirt on and then they move along?
They're marking each one. Okay. Some of them they're putting a name, and some of them they're just putting like a number because they have not been identified, so they don't know who it is. And the things they're marking them with are wood, so they're not going to be permanent.
Are you out there with them too?
No.
But you can see
I was supervising you.
The guy who's kind of in charge is like yelling at the guys and telling them where to put them in there. It's like a person who looks like kind of like his secretary or something who's writing stuff in a ledger
a
book as they're unloading the coffins.
I don't want to disturb their work. I'll watch for a few minutes and then just take a leisurely stroll back.
Okay, the kid on the wagon is looking at you kind of like he's wondering what you're doing there.
I'm just observing. I'll nod at him and I'll turn to walk away.
He gets down off the wagon and starts walking toward you.
I'll wait. I'm not an average looking. I am an albino, so he's not. I could look like I'd be in one of those.
Good day, sir.
Yeah. You're not fondly looked upon, probably. Either.
No.
My name is.
What? Why not?
Lyle Williams, and he offers his hand to shake your hand. His hand is very dirty.
You can't get any wetter.
I shake his hand.
What brings you around watching our work? You don't look like the kind of normal person who comes and watches us work.
Just observing. Just wanted to see how you were handling the bodies. The
very
placement of the bodies.
Very respectfully. Did you lose someone here at Gettysburg?
No, not that I know of. There was enough loss here.
So was there anything you wanted to know about our operation?
Do you
work... That's Mr. Townsend over there. He's our supervisor. He supervises the reinterment.
Who handles the disinterment?
That's Mr. Biggs. He's a black man.
So
what they would say.
Is it is it a separate group?
Oh yes, definitely.
They're
all black. The disinterment group is all black.
Thank you, son.
He kind of looks at you oddly, like, and then he turns around and walks away.
I don't know what else to ask him right now.
I'm surprised he talked to you.
Yeah.
Yep. He's Irish. He's just like, this guy's as weird as I am.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so is anybody else doing anything?
He's probably surprised you talked to him civilly.
Yeah, true. I'm probably working on the leg for a good bit. Then
I'm just going to meander around
and then
come back. That's a
fantastic looking design, Mr. Bell.
Thank you. It's no different than, a leg is really just a mechanical piece, really, when you look at it. But just, you know, follow the original design, as it were.
A lot less blood.
A lot less blood. Well, it's hard to keep that inside when you're working with metal.
So you don't proceed on any further north from the cemetery? You go back kind of the way you came?
No, I'll walk a little further and then come back.
Okay. So you don't go far enough to see the disinterment crew then?
No, okay. No. Not at night.
You might spook them up.
Yeah. Look at that.
Bad wow!
Actually, I was thinking you could kind of go, just walk up going, ooh.
That's not nice.
All right, so everybody turns in?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm surprised.
All right, everybody do, everybody do a sanity roll when you go to bed.
What do you have to do?
Especially him being
Percentage.
Compare it to your sanity.
I thought we were playing D20 Cthulhu.
It, yeah, but that's...
So do I want to roll less than my sanity?
Less than your sanity, yes.
What if I don't so much?
I'll tell you.
I did.
Show
no,
off.
Yeah, no, where's the... Dipper.
I'm good.
Well, you're really
solid.
I rolled a 21.
Can I borrow some of that roll?
Best night's sleep I've ever had.
You got too many dice.
Shut up! There's no such thing. Oh, nope.
Apparently there is.
All right, well, each of you lose 1 point of sanity. Christy, you have dreams of... Excuse me, what's your person's name?
Abigail.
Abigail, you have dreams of... being in, like, caverns, like subterranean caverns, wandering around the hall. You don't feel uncomfortable there. That kind of feels normal, and it just that your dreams are quite pleasant, but you're wandering around some subterranean hallways.
That was weird enough to make me go nutters.
Your dream is much more unpleasant. You dream that you are buried alive, and you are, it's total blackness. You can't move. But then somebody digs you up, and you're thinking, oh, great, they're going to get me out of here. But they treat you just like you're a corpse. Somebody pokes at you with a long stick and pulls on you with a hook. They take you out of the ground. They throw you in a casket. They take you to another location, and they rebury you.
What the? Oh, when I wake up, it's just a dream. I know what dreams are. They're just, you know, my mind playing
but
tricks.
It does shake you, and so you lost a point of sanity.
I wasn't really using it anyway.
So, other than that, you wake up in the morning with nothing. Nothing else happens.
All right. So in the morning we meet. Went downstairs for breakfast and head on out.
And each of you have a little bag at your by your plate at breakfast. It looks like a little burlap sack that's tied up.
Okay, I'll open mine.
Well, it's filled with peppermint and spices that smell strong.
Mm. It's, here. Yep, it's...
I pass smell. Mine over to her.
It's like when I can go... my gear that I'll be bringing with me will have plenty of, you know, it'll smell like mostly like oil and...
Yeah, I'll pass to you, just in case, just to be polite. You might need this.
Okay, I'll take it with me, but...
I don't tend to smell much more than gunpowder anymore.
Yeah. You weren't on the front lines.
No,
you don't see any sign in the morning of the president is going back to Washington. You don't see any sign of Mr. Wills or the map maker. All you see are the servants.
I never got Mr. President Lincoln to look at my designs. An armor that could fit under his waistcoat so he could wear it to, like, you know, theater and be protected.
Wouldn't protect the back of his head.
Too soon?
Yeah, he wasn't shot in the back.
Back of the head.
That's not the back, though.
Still the back of something.
You know what I mean.
All right, so what do you do after breakfast? Gonna head out looking for Mr. Biggs?
So last evening when you were working on her leg, I took a little stroll to where they do the internment. It's a bunch of Irish who are doing the internment. Mainly kids, from what I saw.
They can lift the caskets?
There's only two. That's what I kind of thought was a little odd. There was only two men unloading the caskets and putting them in the ground. What I found out is that the internment crew is completely separate from the disinternment crew. They never see each other. The disinternment crew is managed by a black man and is consistently of all black men.
Of course.
Or black people.
Of course, yeah.
And I didn't venture that far north to see it. I just came back.
Oh, that's very good. Did you hear about Samuel Weaver? I was told to seek him out. Any idea where he
met him? I met no Mr. Weaver.
All right.
Mr. Weaver does work with the disinterment crew.
Okay. Well...
No, that's wrong. He works with the internment crew. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah.
I'm saying he was the guy with the little notebook, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remembered something.
Don't let it go to your head.
Wasn't out there that I saw.
Okay. Well,
shall we head that way? I leave it to you, Major.
What if we can procure some horses to make this quicker?
You can, but it's only like 2 miles.
I have a.
But Mr. Wills has horses if you want.
I probably have a small wagon with my gear in it. If you need, we could use
2 miles would be quite
a wagon, horses. If you need any more weapons, he can provide those for you.
What do we?
Probably would not look right to be walking around with rifles, but.
Yeah, I don't really need a.
When there's mention of horses, I'm like, I'll return shortly. I come back down in pants. This is the reason I have a 7 charisma in this time period. I am a woman that has been ruined and I wear pants.
She walks by and I go, she's wearing pants.
This is not the first time you've seen me in pants.
I don't. That's why it's like, she's wearing pants. Goes well with the leg.
Now you can't see the leg. It's covered up. Yeah. All right, so where we're going on
horses. Clanking that way. So I'll have the wagon if anyone wants to go in the wagon with me.
No, we'll go. We'll take horses up to the.
So you.
Any reason to visit the internment crew again?
Well, I'd like to talk with Samuel Weaver.
Yeah. Then I guess that's where we're headed first.
So you go up to a near McPherson's farm. That's how they kind of identify locations where the disinterment crew is working.
And so we go on to where they're taking them out of the ground.
And
yeah, the internment thing, it really, Mr. Weaver's, that's a personal thing, so I'm content to wait until.
And once you get close, the smell is horrific. Even with your little bag, there are piles of body everywhere, and everybody needs to make a sanity check.
Smelled it before.
Yep.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Right on the money.
So everybody's good on the sanity?
Yep.
Seeing a bunch of dead bodies does not faze you.
I caused a lot of dead bodies.
Yeah. So you see,
ain't nothing different.
You
I
see,
say
as described
day.
By the kid, that all of these gentlemen are black, and there is one person supervising. There is one person digging through the bodies with a long hook, which looks familiar to you.
That's frightening.
Do you actually say that aloud?
Yeah. Yeah. What?
It is
just
not
disrespect.
It's not easy to look at. But that sounded a little bit different than that, didn't it, Willie?
That's the hook. It's, I mean, it's fine. It's okay. They're gone. I get it.
So they're not going to pay any attention to you until you say something to one of them because they're just busy
working.
I pat
your arm
and they're used to being ignored.
Thank you.
So
yeah.
Looking for Biggs, aren't we?
Yeah,
you can tell who he is. He's like yelling at everybody and directing everything that's going
possibly
on.
Possibly a little better dressed.
Yes.
Okay.
Are there coffins nearby?
No.
How do you know he's king?
I'll ride up to him. We're looking for a big Mr. Biggs.
I'm Basil Biggs. Who would you be?
Major James Stewart. We're on a task to find out a little bit of information about the disinterment process.
How can I help you? As you can see, we're knee-deep in it, as it were. Waist-deep in it.
We can indeed.
Did you need to observe our operation? That Irish kid will be here in a little while with some coffins, and then we'll load those up and send them back to the other crew.
Are you quite sure all of these people are dead?
They don't move when I poke them.
Have you found any alive?
No, I've not found any alive.
Well, they've been buried more or less since.
But, then why poke?
July.
If they've been buried since July, why poke
all
them?
I used the hook to move them around to identify them because the rebel soldiers, we just rebury right here. The Union soldiers are transported away to be buried in the cemetery. It's hard to tell from just looking at them because sometimes the rebel soldiers would steal Union clothes. The best way we could tell is looking at their underwear. Union soldiers had nice wool underwear. Usually rebel soldiers were not wearing any underwear. And they didn't steal underwear.
because they had standards.
I will
steal a man's uniform, but I'm not taking his underwear.
Again, thanks to Ross Payton for all of his research into this. I did not know this stuff ahead of time.
Thanks, Ross. And again, we're sorry.
I love learning stuff. It's so awesome.
Because knowledge is power.
The more you know.
These are like my footnotes on my term paper. I keep saying his name, Ross Payton.
That's right.
I'm trying to go back over what we know.
In my own head. Not much at this point.
So they're
separating them by who is whom.
I got that.
Are you taking the are they taking the clothes off of each and every person dressed as a?
No, we're just looking. We check them, and if there's some kind of, sometimes they have identification, sometimes they have a wallet, sometimes there's some sort of identification on them. Those are easy. Other times we have to do a little more looking around sometimes. And if they're in a full uniform, that's usually a pretty good indication that's what side they're with, if they're in the full uniform. If they're, like, wearing different stuff that doesn't match, then that's when we get down and have to look at the underwear.
How peculiar.
It's not the world's greatest job, but it pays pretty well.
I imagine it would.
Many jobs are not worth having at this point. It's horrible things to have to do.
So what can I do for you? Is there something that I can help you with? Or
the bodies that you put in the coffin, do the Irish take them directly and bury them?
I don't watch them, but yes, that's what they're supposed to do, yes. He's looking a little puzzled. Maybe if you just kind of told me why you're here.
I'm kind of watching the guy with the hook. I'm focused on him.
We're investigating some of the bodies being dug up while you were not doing so.
And why are you investigating that?
We were commissioned.
We're on a special assignment.
By whom?
Your president.
President Lincoln.
He looks skeptical.
I hold out the paper. Yeah. I had it ready.
Can you read?
Yes. He says, okay.
It's not an uncommon question.
I know
it's not.
So let's...
It's probably rare that I...
Actually, I was going to hold out the paper. If he can't read, he's the one who's in the position of having to go, I don't know what that says. Really?
If we can move away from the crew, I don't really want them to overhear what I'm about to tell you.
Gladly.
Wait, yeah, I have a 15 intelligence I can read.
In fact, if you could walk over this way just a couple of hundred yards, I have something I'll show you. So he goes to a place where they were digging, but it looks like they stopped for some reason. And he says, you see this soil here? Looks like normal soil.
Mm-hmm.
Watch when he starts digging through it. It looks really, like, loose. Like kind of fluffy-like.
Like something's been digging through it and aerating it.
And it looks like there should be a body there. But when he digs down a little bit, he comes to like a hollow space. Like where there used to be a body.
And it's still empty space.
But it's empty space instead of things.
Was this where you reburied the Confederates?
No. This was where we were digging up the bodies. And we found this several dozen times. Where there should be a body... There is no body.
Just a cavity.
Yes.
But that the dirt wasn't going into.
Right.
So I would like to do two things. I'm going to see if there's any knowledge occult that would talk about this, and then, of course, spellcraft to see if I recognize any of that.
I'm going more the archaeology route and seeing, you know, like how the, you know, anything strange properties about the soil.
That is very
knowledge occult is a 19.
Peculiar.
And spellcraft is a 6.
And you don't get any information from either of those.
Anything unusual properties about the soil? Rolled a 15, archaeology, you know, waste up, things tend to be unearthed.
It, like I explained earlier, it looks loose, like it's been disturbed,
nothing
but left. It was still intact over where the body was, but it kind of looked odd, like kind of fluffy.
I reach my hand down in there. Is there something that I can feel like in that space?
Is there anything close or anything?
Is it notice? What is it?
Spot.
Would spot? Well,
yeah.
Would spot search. Would include a feeling?
No, search would be
search.
The one.
Search.
Okay. Search would be
a search roll then.
That's a 23.
You feel something slimy.
Is there any residue on my hands when I pull it back?
Yeah, some kind of white slime looking stuff.
Oh, I'm going to try and scrape that into
and
your specimen.
Make a sanity check.
Oh, wait, percentage. Percentage. No, 98.
So you lose a point of sanity. Was anybody close enough to see the slime?
Yeah,
we
coming
were right
over there.
We
were
pretty close. Yeah.
Everyone's over my shoulder like, what the hell? Sorry.
What the hell is it? Oh, don't get that on me.
I'm good.
Trying to scrape it off.
Wait, hold up. Because you're freaking out right now, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's... That's what
I'm gonna pull out my handkerchief and try to grab some of the stuff he's flinging off.
I didn't sneeze this
stuff. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
I'm gonna try knowledge
biology.
But he
reached his hand into the hole where nothing was, and he came back with something.
Right.
19, knowledge biology.
It's... How do I describe it?
It's mucus.
It's
some sort of remnant.
It's mucus, and it smells like decaying flesh, which is not odd.
Yeah, it wouldn't be uncommon.
But it has... It smells like it, not just the flesh back that we've been smelling. Okay.
So it smells like decay.
Yeah. And that... And when you unearthed the graves, were there any clothing, anything?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
And we didn't see any slime, but he pulled back slime.
When he stuck his hand down in there, kind of into the dirt.
Oh, okay.
Then he got his slime. Got the slime.
He slimed me.
Dig a little bit underneath.
Yeah.
Where the body was.
Did you bring a shovel with you?
Dig?
Yeah, he was digging with a shovel.
Yeah, they have lots of shovels, yes.
Yeah. You have someone unearth underneath just a little further?
I'll do it. I don't want anyone else to see what's going on over here. So
I was
going to
say, if he didn't grab the shovel, I was going to.
Oh, he digs a little further, but you don't see anything else.
Does the torn up dirt continue on past the grave?
Or is it normal? It's not really my job to dig beyond where the bodies are, so I haven't really...
I'm asking when he digs past where the body was.
You don't see that it does.
So it's okay. So.
Once he gets into the cavity, can you see the mucus?
No.
So it's like an invisible
and,
mucus.
Actually, you indicated it was kind of like all over your hand. Probably just a little bit. It was not like covering your hand.
I'm reacting like it's all over.
As he digs past the cavity, there's none left on the shovel or anything?
Past that.
The soil is very interesting.
Yeah, interesting is a good word for it.
After he takes a couple of shovelfuls out and not seeing any more of that mucus, I'm gonna get down there and put my hand back down there and just grab some dirt.
I'm a Covington. There's no way in hell I'm not gonna have knowledge of cult. I said I'm a Covington. There's no way in hell I'm not gonna have knowledge of cult. I just had that thought. There's no way I'm not gonna.
I'm gonna go over to one of the other obvious graves and stick my hand in that one.
It feels normal. It does not feel like that one.
Why am I the lucky one?
Well, we can't. We have to discount that as being of any use since it's an oddity that doesn't appear to occur anywhere else around these graves.
Everybody give me a spot check.
But it didn't occur. No.
18.
I do not want to give you a spot check.
13.
12.
Doctor sees him look over at a wagon and...
Sees who, Biggs?
Yeah. He looks over at a wagon and then looks back like what do you call it? A furtive glance? Just real quick over there, like he was looking at something, but then he looked back like he didn't want you to see him looking.
Was he just standing there?
Yes.
Okay. What wagon?
It's a wagon that's off by itself, actually. It's not currently being used, but it has a burlap covering the back of it.
I'm just going to stand there and put my hand just near my pistol. What's that wagon over there used for?
He looks a little alarmed. What kind of
got diplomacy?
Got char diplomacy.
A nine.
Does not have diplomacy.
Oh, it's nothing.
I've also got sense motive. 21.
He is definitely lying.
Well, then you won't mind if we have a look.
That's like my personal stuff over there. You really probably don't want
to. That's okay. We'll have a look.
Okay. Why don't you follow us over there, Biggs?
Okay.
I get behind him.
Just don't let anybody see what's in there. He seems more nervous than before. Now, who's going to the wagon and who is not going to the wagon?
I'm going to the wagon.
I'm definitely going there.
If it'll get me away from the holes, I'll go to the wagon.
All right, who's pulling the thing back?
I'll pull the tarp back.
Sanity check. I'm not even going to tell you what it is until you make your sanity check.
Yes. Usually how it works.
We all need one if we're standing there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to look over there whether I see it or not.
So how many do I lose?
I'm fine.
1d4 this time.
Something creepy in there.
Keep track of the total that you've lost for the day, because if it equals half your wisdom, something happens to you.
I only lost one. I'm not that freaked out.
All right, laying in the back of the wagon is what appears to be a macabre chandelier. It has no lights on it, but it is...
But that freaked us out.
It is a circle made of hands.
Like actual hands?
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's creepy, yeah.
Tied together with arm sinew into a circle. They are...
I'm going to be making it an
spot
occult.
Spot again.
I don't know if I want to roll spot anymore.
19.
21.
10.
20.
20. All
right, 21. Everybody except
Willie
realizes that the hands are almost exactly alike, all of them. And they are almost exactly in the same state of decay, which is very unusual for this battlefield.
Like, they look like the exact same hand duplicated?
That's unusual for
They're not the exact same hand, but they are very similar
in size, been preserved.
Shape.
So it looks like someone
picked these hands.
Yeah, it wasn't just like, I have this hand, I have this
occult.
Hand. Yeah, I'm
medicine,
gonna roll that
have
too.
They been preserved?
22.
I had Willie. Watch him.
All right.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm good. They look like hands.
I have a 20.
You both know it's a talisman of some kind.
Oh, fun, a talisman.
Biggs!
This is just, what kind of
So this is yours, is it?
Actually, no, it's something that I dug
so
up.
So you lied.
I dug up, but I wasn't sure that I trusted you to tell you about it, because this is something that really can't get out.
Yes, that's actually another reason we're here.
Do I know what the talisman is
used
for?
What kind of a demon are you?
Not yet. I didn't create this. I dug it up.
I have knowledge, history, occult, or any of that. Nothing, huh?
Now, I've never seen or read about anything like this, except that you realize it's some sort of talisman.
And you're the only one who dug this up, huh?
Yes, I was working alone when I dug this up.
Sense motive.
Okay.
I agree on that one. 21.
19.
He seems to be telling the truth now. And he will mark the spot on the map and show you where he dug it up.
Or do we bring him?
He needs to stay here and see.
Well, he does have a job. I don't think he's lying about digging it up. I think he, and I'm looking at him when I see this, I think he made a very poor decision to try to hide this.
I was just scared. You know, people don't take the word of black man very often.
I pat his arm very concerned. I'm like, trust me, I understand.
What do I know about that area he pointed out on the map? I got history.
As do I.
All right.
I'll let you have at it.
That is just to the south of where you have been, and it is near Round Top, which was
I've been to Round Top in real life.
So it's one of the major major places where people died.
It's one of the places they say is the spookiest.
It's interesting.
Well, he's standing there kind of trembling because he's still scared because you guys saw this thing and he's not sure what you're going to do about it.
What are we going to do about it?
Well, it is a talisman. It's a talisman.
It's a bunch of hands.
Used for a purpose.
Yeah, used for a purpose.
So, probably needs to be destroyed?
I don't know. I don't know what the talisman was made for.
It could be destroyed?
It could be for protection.
We're talking about a talisman that's surrounded by human hands.
So you want to find the body that the hands belong to bury the hands with the body. That's the proper thing to do.
Yes, because sometimes breaking things like this can cause more harm than good.
I wasn't thinking breaking. I was thinking more dissolving in acid.
Desecrating the hands might not be the best call. And your accent is freaking up my accent.
Sorry.
The guys on the podcast that I listen to had a hard time not using southern accents all the time because that's the only way they could do an old Miami accent. Yeah.
It's weird how that works.
Depending on what part of the southern dialect you use, like, there's not really that much of a difference between your proper English, like, lilting, like, standard, like, queeny kind of talk and, like, your, you know, old South, like, South Carolina kind of, like, Southern
Belt. What are you getting at?
Kind of speech. But then you have, like, you know, the Appalachian kind of, like, dialect, which is more like an Irish, like, Scottish accent.
You're saying there's a lot of
that depends on where you're at.
Oh my god, I'm gonna stab you.
Do it later. We need him for now.
Believe me, the Pennsylvania, the Northern Appalachians dialect sounds totally different.
The Southern Appalachians, dude. Margard. I'm like,
so, he's standing here. You got this thing in the wagon. His crew's still working.
What else is in the wagon?
That's it.
I can produce some acid if you need to.
Might be a bad idea right now.
We need to find out what we're dealing with before we can understand what this actually does.
Do another diplomacy.
Does anything.
Check.
It creeps me out.
Anybody has charm, diplomacy?
Acid would take care of
anything
that.
Anything like that?
Or fight. Okay, but I don't know what I'm talking to. an 8. Apparently I'm not good at diplomacy nowadays.
Diplomacy can be used with no ranks in it.
Yep. Yeah.
Just to be a charisma check, then.
Mm-hmm. 17.
He says, there have been other things like this found also.
There's more?
I didn't find them, and I don't know where they found them, but...
Where were they taken?
The Irish kid told me. That he heard. I thought he was making it up until I found this one.
Bloody Irish.
Do you know where they took him?
No. We don't have much interaction with the Irish except for the kid who comes to get the bodies.
And he's the one that tells you about him.
Yeah, he told me.
What's his name?
What did I say his name was? Lyle, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's the kid I met last night.
Kid who just
chatty looking
walked
guy,
up to you and talked about all kinds of plans, and
he didn't talk about plans.
Apparently
well,
talked,
I arranged all well the stuff
to
that talked to you about all the different stuff that's been arranged, who's doing what. Yep. He's
I asked some
knows
questions.
The whole operation.
Mm-hmm. If he's picking up the bodies here and taking them over there, he knows pretty much what's going
he's
on.
A smart kid for us to talk to, at least.
Coincidentally, he's rolling up with a load of coffins while you're standing there talking to Mr. Biggs.
I'll wave at him.
He looks puzzled and then he waves, but he waves at you.
Come here, lad.
He stops the wagon and they start unloading the coffins and he comes over to you.
Put a friendly arm around him and lead him back behind the wagon. You met the major? Kind of push him a little bit towards the major.
Give me a charisma charm something because this
may
be a scary thing you're doing to him here.
If I was a 10-year-old kid.
Hey, little boy wants candy.
Yeah, he's kind of freaking out a little bit. Wait a minute, what are we doing? What are you taking me back here for?
You're totally creeping it up right now.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
Good Lord, yeah. It's
okay,
good.
Some new okay. Look, kid, you're just taking up. Your pants off.
I was going to the bathroom. This wasn't a creepy thing. I wasn't having him go behind the wagon for any... Oh, no.
Maybe the woman...
This always happens.
Okay, I was... Okay, let's see here.
You might be a little bit...
Kid, shut your hole.
13.
Okay, so he comes to you and he's like, stands next to you.
I put both my... I'm like, it's okay, dear. We just wanted to ask you a few questions.
So, Lyle, y'all found anything odd and unusual?
He looks at Mr. Biggs, like, because he knows he's the one who told you. Told him?
It's okay,
well,
dear.
Well, no, he didn't so much as tell us as we found, and I kind of pulled the tarp back a little bit to
and
show it to him.
He takes a couple of steps back and
put it back down.
He does not want to look at that. Yes, we found one like that made out of left hands.
There's a...
Also,
there's a left-handed talisman of
also,
bodies?
I heard, but I didn't see that there was one made of feet. And there's also a
cult.
There's also a...
That's a 19.
It's an 18. If we can piece anything together off
they
of a cult
could
or religion.
Directions. Left, right, foot.
Yeah.
Head.
And there... was also a pile of heads.
Who is finding these?
I let me see the map. Like that. No, not like no in game.
Okay.
Like I asked for the map and I go, do you know where the feet were found? Could
yes.
you show me on the map?
He indicates an area on the southwestern part of the map.
Do you know anyone
hands,
that
feet?
Do you know anyone that could tell us where the others were possibly found?
You guys, you found the left.
Yes. Over here.
So we're looking for...
It's making a pentagram.
Looking for the head up there.
I'm pretty certain.
And I don't know where the head was found. But there's
well,
like
we're assuming,
hand, feet.
But if we're assuming hand and feet and they're arranged like a body, then head would be up there somewhere.
Yes, it would.
Who found the head? Or who did you hear about the head from?
I just heard a rumor from the some of the black folks who have been doing the digging.
Biggs?
Look at Biggs.
No, it wasn't my crew. It must have been the crew that was working directly for Mr. Biesecker.
Oh, who?
Biesecker?
Who's he?
It's a new name.
He is the gentleman who actually has this contract and subcontracts out to me to dig up the bodies.
He has this contract.
It's all going so well to those stinking kids.
He was doing some of the digging himself, but he stopped doing that now. It's just my crew doing the digging.
Because he's already found what he was looking for, maybe.
Or he was frightened by what he found.
So what we have here is some sort of cultist.
Failure.
Can I take another look at the hands and this time use medicine to determine how old they are? How long since they've been deceased?
Okay.
13?
I think they probably died around the time of the battle.
Okay, so this is new. This is fresh, I guess you could say.
Freshish.
I take the spare bag of, like, freshly smelling herbs and stuff, and I go, you've been very helpful, and I tie it around his neck. This should be helpful in your job.
I don't even smell the stuff anymore.
Well, then eat the peppers.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Can you point us to this Mr.
Biesecker?
Biesecker?
Yeah.
I don't know where
he
is.
You might find him.
I can tell you where he lives. He lives in the gatehouse at the cemetery.
Gatehouse at the cemetery.
Interesting.
Now, the other side of the Thorntons, they're the, they operate Evergreen Cemetery. You...
Is there anything unusual going on?
You would have probably have seen this when you were at the speech. And you probably have seen it for real.
Maybe. Yes.
It's the gatehouse. Actually, it's two houses.
And the
gates
lives on
one
the
side. The what did I say the name?
Thornton's.
Thornton's live on the other side. And then that archway is the entrance into the Evergreen Cemetery.
Yep.
And these are actual pictures.
You know,
some
I wonder.
The damage from the battle.
I wonder if. If there was some sort of disagreement on who was going to get the rights to bury the bodies.
Now, Mr. Biesecker won the contract by low bidding.
And so maybe the Thorntons are trying to desecrate these graves.
It's always
going to
be low bidding.
To try to scare the workers off. To start some sort of rumors.
These were made right after the war.
Right. But how better
right
to scare workers off than to bury...
The bodies died right after the battle. They weren't necessarily made right after the battle.
Oh, yeah.
More likely the...
That's true. That's kind of what I was hoping to determine, but I guess I didn't.
But you have...
When the limbs
you have
were
somebody,
removed and...
Okay, that's more recent.
You have somebody doing something ridiculous with bodies, right? Stuff that you just don't do. This is not something people do just to scare someone off. If you do that, you...
Depends on the amount of money that's involved, my friend.
But this is an awful lot.
Actually,
it's very specific.
Know what?
Mr. Thompson...
This is very specific to try to
the one
do
who
this.
Lost the bid for the disinterment, if you think it might be that, but I don't think it's him.
But I think, really, the reason why you low bid so much on a contract like this is probably because there's something else you want besides the money. Right? Possibly?
It could also
That's
be.
A lot simpler than...
What was the kid's name? Lily?
Lyle.
It could also just be the prestige of being the one.
Lyle, why don't you run on back and do your job?
Could be, but
we're
measuring the prestige against. There's some weird stuff going on.
I pat
there.
Him nicely on his noggin.
Some ridiculous shite happening here.
Say, you might have some lice now.
It's a common thing.
Yeah, we need to quit talking in front of that kid.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He knows
Union
a
Army
lot.
Know. Pretty soon the whole damn Union Army will know.
Okay, Mr. Big says, can I go back to work now? My crew is going to
think it's
odd that I've been standing over here so long. So he goes back over and leaves you by the wagon.
Wait,
as he's leaving...
Biggs, where is this going to be going? The wagon with the...
We're taking it.
I
mean, leaving it here.
Where was he planning on taking it?
I don't know what to do with it. That's why it's still in this wagon. I found it three days ago.
We'll take it off your hands so you don't have to worry about it any longer.
Don't let anybody see it.
That was not the intention.
I trust we can keep this between us for now.
Absolutely.
So no one contacted him then to take it somewhere or seeking him out.
It seems like for the most part they're trying to keep it as unspoken about as possible.
I don't want to speak about it. I don't want to think about this anymore.
The black community is known for being very superstitious. I can understand why he wouldn't want his crew to know.
Right, because the white community is not superstitious at all.
Well...
I mean, they wouldn't even let you on a battlefield because...
Especially the Irish.
Because you have tits.
Fairies and all that stuff.
I'm just saying.
I know.
I say we go talk to the original.
Biesecker?
Yeah.
So you're going to the gatehouse?
Let's go talk to this Biesecker.
Sure you don't want to check out the locations where they found you?
We can, if you would like.
Which is
what's closer to us?
Yeah, we're on
we got plenty of time.
We can cover
here.
These.
The other hands were here. The feet were down here.
Where's the...
Can we calculate about where the other feet would be if they were to be found?
That's kind of in the middle.
Okay.
They'll probably be over here somewhere if it was going
to
be.
I'm actually kind of voting for us to go find the feet before anyone else does.
And just start digging out in the field?
We should be able to find. Should be able to find the dirt.
Could we?
Was it buried in the dirt? The same dirt?
Yes.
Could we?
We could maybe find this type of dirt.
Could we take a quick detour
recently.
And go by where they're... go talk to Samuel Weaver?
Yes.
You keep bringing up your need to talk to him.
Yeah,
everything okay?
He's the one who might know where my brother might be. I understand he was lost, but we haven't found the body.
Well, you have to do what you have to do.
So, where is he? On the map, do we have any?
He's
going
to be at. If he's not with Biggs, he'll be with the at the reinterment project. At
where's that at?
That's right by the gatehouse.
Okay.
Because the Evergreen Cemetery is on one side and the Gettysburg Cemetery is on the other.
I'm trying to think of what we would ask Biesecker about. besides just accusing him of something.
Nope. Did you find the heads?
Yeah, we could just ask him that, I guess.
Did you find anything that looks like this?
Yeah. Just, we're trying to keep that kind of hush-hush, though.
I'm a man of science, but I don't want to drive that wagon. Just so
I'll do clear. It.
Appreciate that.
Actually, you know what? Considering my family, you could probably roll an occult roll and know about my family if you don't already.
Have you already told me about your family? Do I already know?
I don't talk about my family.
He already said that's not public information.
Yeah,
but
if he has occult knowledge and is in the occult community, he probably knows a couple.
I've heard some rumors.
Yeah.
If I know, I have.
That's what I was meaning. I was talking about you.
It's not polite for me to ask.
Oh, my brother's not going anywhere. We can go check out the feet first.
I figure we can check out that northwest area and then make our way back to where everybody else is.
And the northwest area is where the disinterment crew is working right now. So
we're up there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we're going down there, we can swing by the gatehouse on the way, right?
Yep, it's on the way.
All right. Well, cool.
Well, that makes us like real near where he found this one, right?
Where he found the
hands. Yeah, yes. We're not that far from
there. He found
it
in the dirt we were playing in, wasn't
it? Right, it was a little ways away, but not that far away.
Well, let's check that out.
Gatehouse is around here. The feet that have not been found, as far as rumors say, is around here, right?
We don't even know
everything. If everything continues on that pattern.
If your assumptions are correct.
Yeah, there's only one way to test the hypothesis.
Well, let's check this area out up here and see where he found it.
Can I have a sword cane?
No.
Why not?
You can have a sword.
I have to have a cane to walk. I have a friggin' bum leg.
That's a rather nice leg. That's the best leg
I can
manage.
But still, I probably have to have a cane for balance.
Fair enough.
Whatever, yeah, you can have a sword.
Yes! Wait to badger the GM.
Yay! I'm missing a leg, Mike. Give me a freaking sword cane. Throw me a bone here, you took one of mine.
All right, so the best place we're going is to the gatehouse.
His people who did it.
No, we're going to, since we're really close to where he unearthed these hands, let's go check that out first.
Okay.
I mean, it's like right over there. Try to find a hole where he digged it up, maybe?
He marked it on the map.
He marked it on the map, but he did cover the hole back up.
It's a mark on a map. Not really giving us that much to go off.
I don't really want to.
19, 9, 20, 16. Okay, 19 and 20, you find a spot that the earth looks disturbed differently from the rest.
It's disturbed.
Right over there.
Down with the sickness.
I'm guessing there might have been some shovels in the back of this wagon.
Yes.
Okay, good, because I forgot to
say, let's grab. I have tools shovels and stuff in my wagon, but
I grab one.
Okay.
If you did it as well.
Since I was driving this wagon.
Digging?
Yep.
Spot.
Woo!
20.
24.
17.
15.
Hey, everybody sees that there's a little bit of that slime stuff in this hole.
I jump back a little bit.
Just a little bit, though?
Just a little bit. I only lost one sanity point, so, you know.
I'm at the slime, not you.
Oh.
Is there anything like a vial or something?
Being a man of science, do you think you could analyze this?
Sure. We could test what kind of properties it has.
Does anybody have a container to put it in?
No, I got beakers.
Let me have one.
We'll go to my wagon, pull out a few beakers, you know, we may have to test it out, a few things.
I unstopper one and, like, try to get a sample without it getting any on my hands.
Okay, you get a little with some dirt.
Okay. Stop her the vial, hand it back to him.
Okay. So, I'll go ahead and, run a few tests, see if it's like some kind of,
Is there anything else out here?
Doesn't appear to be. It looks like they've finished digging in this area.
Damn it. 15.
You said this was a farm, 15 though?
What?
Well,
for my,
You're near a farm.
Yeah, that's
for
what
my
I figured.
Alchemy, my crazy science.
Yeah, you can't tell anything about it.
What about chemistry? Can I roll that?
What about a cult?
Great.
Chemistry is a 17.
It's organic, so he can tell.
Right.
What'd you do on a cult?
Nothing.
Can we see the farmhouse from here?
Yes, it's just beyond where they're working right now.
Y'all don't mind, let's go check out the farmhouse just to see if any of the locals know anything.
I don't want to go near a farmhouse.
Actually, it's pretty badly damaged and there's nobody living there right now.
That's even worse. Well,
is there a sign of anyone that's been here recent, any time recent? Like
in the house?
Like people have been here using this as a base of operations while I dig up weird hand chandeliers?
Don't see any evidence of anything like that.
Okay. This is kind of one of them.
Yeah,
it's too bad because that's a missed opportunity. They could have camped out there.
Do a quick once over of it just to see if there's anything in there.
It just appears to be an abandoned farm.
Likely abandoned before the battle.
Yeah, they got out of town.
apparently they're going to blow up this place, so we're going to be, you know, not here.
They heard the drums. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it didn't.
We're going to load up our stuff and move to Beverly.
And sometimes they get kicked out by the armies.
Mm-hmm. That's probably better than staying, and you know, think about it. Use my house as a hospital, so I don't get shot at. That'll be cool. All
right, well, if we don't find anything just searching around, we'll head out then.
Okay, where are you going?
Go back to the gatehouse, right?
Gatehouse, you said it was around here?
It's, yeah, right in the middle where the cemetery is.
So it's kind of like this, you know, dude is laying here in this big, giant area with, like, a belt there where the gatehouse is the buckle.
Yeah, pretty much. The gatehouse.
I got an intelligence roll.
That's where the talisman made of penises is.
That's a 21.
I can't believe I didn't get a comment on that.
If those were laid out the way that you think they were laid out,
that would be the
this
middle.
Would be the middle.
Yeah.
All right, so I go ahead.
That's
I go,
the middle.
I go ahead and I spell
pinnacle.
It out. I spell out the thing that all the players have already kind of figured out.
Yeah.
I spell that out for the characters so we all know.
What are you talking about? What demonic thing are you talking about?
Hands, feet. This is the center right here with the gatehouse. Head's probably here, probably feet here. That would make this like a center of some kind of. Laid out like some kind of large, you know, like a body, like
I
a.
I think everybody needs a sanity roll after hearing that information.
Do I need it since I came up with it?
Yes, because you thought of it.
Yep. It's percentile.
No.
I'm gonna keep doing that. Yes, I made it.
Yay!
If you fail, you lose 1 point of sanity.
I can head kind of already like that's probably second nature for me to go. Yeah, that's a pinnacle.
Yeah. Don't forget if you lose half of your wisdom, let me know.
Based on told us now and the knowledge of that these are talismen, can we make an occult roll and try to piece this together?
Like some kind of ritual that it could be doing?
You can, but it's going to be tough, so it's going to need to be really high.
20.
21.
Okay.
21 with +2 from her assisting.
This is not like anything you've ever heard of or read about, and you guys are both into the occult, so... It's something unusual.
She's more than into the occult.
I was born into the occult. I don't have a whole
you
lot in occult.
You are the occult.
Shut up. I don't practice that crap.
She doesn't have to practice. She's got it down pat.
Okay, so you get to the gatehouse.
I hate you.
Thorns live in the left.
I love you too.
Beesker lives in the right. Both doors are closed currently, but there's two kids like playing in the dirt outside the Thorn house.
Are they digging up hens?
Is the dirt till like it is?
No, this is like a road.
Though I have to say, a mortician's kids playing in dirt is kind of creepy.
What you got there? Finger.
Yeah.
he you really doesn't have
hand?
A finger.
Yeah,
he
got one right
kidding.
Here.
The little brat had a finger. What the hell? Who does that?
That kid.
That kid, apparently. Apparently little Bobby does.
Who would you like to talk to first?
The bee sucker guy.
The bee sucker.
The beast.
I got nothing
sucker.
To ask him. I
beast sucker.
I don't know what to ask him here either.
Don't make me talk to him. He won't want to talk to me. I have lady parts and I'm wearing pants.
You
won't even open the door.
Are you at the gatehouse now? Just trying to figure out what to say.
Yeah, we've kind of stopped in the wagon.
All right, everybody give me a spot check. Vince gets +2.
I need it. I got 10. A 12.
21.
20?
21 and 20. Smell something chemical.
Formaldehyde? Wait,
do you
they
smell
using?
That?
Yes.
Formaldehyde, ether, ammonia, saltpeter.
After they call my attention to it, can I?
You can try again.
No, I cannot try again. I refuse to try again.
Your
I rolled
nose
a one.
Is stopped up.
I rolled a one. Apparently, the cocaine that I've been using
is
really kind of annoying.
It's that snuff. You need to quit that snuff.
It's coming from the side that the Beesaker lives in.
So it smells like embalming fluid?
As long as it doesn't smell like cat.
Does it smell like this?
It didn't really embalm back then.
They just started at this time, but some of these things would not be related to embalming anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah,
saltpeter, gunpowder, maybe.
Yep.
And ammonia is for cleaning. They mm-hmm. wouldn't put that in a body. I think it would burn.
Body wouldn't.
That's
burn.
An odd concoction.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that smell is.
For anything he should be doing. We're knocking on that door first.
I'll tell him the smell since he's a doctor.
When they see you knocking on the door, they're, Mr. Beesaker is not home today.
Where might we find him?
I don't know. He's out working somewhere, I guess. And the door opens and it's their mother. And
Their mother
opens the door when she hears them talking. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Yes, we're looking for your husband.
My husband is dead.
Mr. Beesaker.
Sorry.
Y'all are thinking of the wrong door. The Thornton door opened.
Yes, the Thornton door opened, yes.
Okay. We're looking for Mr.
My
Beesaker.
My
bad. Mr. Beesaker?
Yes.
Beesaker.
Diplomacy.
I'm going to fuck up his name
or
every time.
Any kind of
he's
communication
got
skill
you have. Modified 20.
He's not home today, and she does not hide her
disdain.
Look of disgust or disdain.
You don't seem to be a fan of him. I'm not sure I am either. Can you tell me what's wrong?
Give me another check. Check.
Another check. Check.
Check. Check.
Check. Check. Check.
Check. Check. Good.
And another
rolls.
20. I keep changing the dice because I don't want to use
it's
up one of them.
I asked him about the smell. I don't know if you could smell it today. Sometimes it's stronger than other. And he told me that it would be better for my health if I didn't ask about what he was doing.
That's better for your health.
Quite rude of him.
Yes.
Well.
Is there only one way to get into his house?
As far as I know.
I have gunpowder.
I assume it's built almost exactly like yours.
Yes.
I do have gunpowder. We could use that if we like.
I'm good with gunpowder.
Oh, yeah, actually so am I. Demolitions is a...
So does the paperwork that the president give us... any
jurisdiction
or
authority?
Does it say we can
I'm
blow up a
risk
house?
It.
It's really
well. You're a commissioned officer.
I'm
of
willing
the
to
Army.
Risk it.
So to me, it sounds like she was issued a clear threat that if she didn't mind her business, something bad could happen.
However,
Madam, you and your children should go inside.
Okay, kids, come on inside, and we'll take a break right here.
Right.